Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Lizivu Kogan Makarov, and Chana Rezel, Esmerim Rivka, Leleda Kali, Elid Bari Vishalim, Baramachai Bar Vishasagidov, Larichus Yamim, Vishanim, Tovot. We're going to be learning Amir Tzashem, the Sugi of Bia Nisuanosa, of Chuppah Kodim Kiddushin, based on the Sefer Shari Chaim, of Agon Rab Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Echatalik Livaracha, and Simon Lamed Aleph, and Mesechus Kiddushin. The Gemara and Kiddushin and the Yud Amid Aleph says, "Bia Nisuin also or Erusin also." What does Bia do? Does Bia do the Nisuin or only Erusin? And the Nafkamina, the Gemara says, is after Bia. Is he allowed? Does he yarshin her? Can he be tummy to her if he's a Kohen? Can he be made for an Adarim? Earlier on, the Gemara asked, "Tchilas Bia Kona or Sof Bia Kona?" Does the beginning of the Bia make the Kenyan or the end of the Bia? Well, Numar says the Nafkamina is a Kohen Gadol. Because a Kohen Gadol wants to be Kona, Besula, Bibia. If we say that self be a Kona, he can't do it. Because the Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. And if only self be is Kona, then at the beginning of the Bia, he already made her a Ba'ula. And then by the end of the Bia, when he's actually Kona her, she's already a Ba'ula. But if you say Tchilas Bia Kona, then a Kohen Gadol can be Kona with Bia. So those are the two questions of the Gemara. The Gemara asks later if Bia makes Nisun or Erusin. And then earlier on, the Gemara asks, is the beginning of the Bia Kona or the end of the Bia Kona? Frek the Ritva, that even if you say that Tchilas Bia is Kona, since Tchilas Bia only makes Erusin, according to one side in the Gemara, that would mean then that Bishas Nisuin, she's already a Be'ula. The Gemara wants to say that if Tchilas Bia is Kona, then a Kohen Gadol could be Kona, a girl Bibia, because he's Kona Besula with Mamish at the very beginning. But that's not necessarily so, because Bia only does Erusin, like we saw in the Gemara according to one side. And that would mean that Bishas Nisuin, she's a Ba'ula. And in the Gemara in Yevamos, there's a clear in the Testament of Aleph, if Isha bivisulea yikach is referring to kicha di kiddushin or kicha di nisuin. So it could be that she needs to be a bisula at the nisuin. So how can the Gemara say that if tchilas be as kona, the Kohen Gadol can be kona, a bisula bibia? No! Even if tchilas be as kona, since it might only be erisin, by the time she gets to Nisuin, she'll be a Be'ula. And Memela, the Kohen Gadol, isn't allowed to take her because maybe the Kohen Gadol has to take her for Nisuin, a Besula as well. So why is it Pasha to the Gemara that he can be Kone Besula Bebia if Tchilas Bia is Kone? And for the Ritva, we're talking about a case where they did Chuppah without Kiddushin. And then after they did Chuppah without the Kiddushin, he was Mekadesh or Bibia. Since he was Kona her Bibia, she becomes Ki'ishto L'chol Dover. And she is in a Suah Gemura B'tchilas Bia, when she's a Besula. So the Ritva was bothered that how, even if you say Tchilas Bia is Kona, yeah, but maybe it's only Erusin, and by the time they get to Nisuin, she'll be a Be'ula. Okay? Says the Ritva, we're talking about a case where the Nisuin, she was a Besula. First, they had Chuppah. That's the Nisuin. And then he was Mekadesh Shibibia. Since he was Mekadesh Shibibia, she's Ki'ishto L'chol Dover. Now she's Fadraita Seider. The Seider is afuch, but it's fine. She's in a Suah Gemur L'chol Dover at the Tchilas Bia, and it's at the Tchilas Bia's Kohen at the very beginning. So now he's cool. Kohen Gadol took for Nisuin a Besula, and then for the Kedushin, Tchilas Bia's Kohen, she was also a Besula. So she was a Besula all around. So writes the Ramban in Tfus Prag. And the Mishnah Melech proves in the 10th paragraph of Yishus Halacha Beis that Kiddushin don't have to be before Chuppah. As long as you have Chuppah and Kiddushin, she's in a Suah. Because Chuppah before Kiddushin is effective. And the moment she's Miskadeshes, she is a Nisuah L'chol Dover. And the Shara Melech and Chuppas Chassanim Simen Ches, he proves this from the Rashban, Yevamos, Nevavam, and Aleph, Dibur Maschilim. The Mishnah L'melech brings a tshuva of the Maseis Binyamin, who paskins that if somebody had Knisa L'chuppah before Erusin, and then he was Mekadesh her, he is not allowed to have Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos. Why? Says the Maseis Binyamin. Because Chuppah before Kiddushin is garnished. And it emerges then that through the Bia he is concluding the Nisuin, and it's like he's being Kone a Kinyan on Shabbos, which is Aser. Again, the Maseis Binyamin said that if someone does Knisa L'chuppah before the Erusin, and then he does the Erusin, then he does the Kiddushin, he cannot be with her on Shabbos. Why? Because the Chuppah before the Kiddushin was nothing. And it turns out that through the Bia, he finished the Nisuin, and now he's Kone Kinyan on Shabbos, Be'isr. Frak the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. Frak the Mishnah L'melech, whoa, time out, coach. We have the Ramban that we saw before. We have the Ritva. Chuppah that precedes Kiddushin is great. You're allowed to do Chuppah before Kiddushin. And then when you do the Kiddushin, then everything happens. The Chuppah takes effect and the Kiddushin takes effect. That's the kasha of the Mishnah L'melech. So what is the Maseis Binyamin going to do with the Rishonim who say that Chuppah before Kiddushin is effective? And therefore, if someone did Chuppah before Kiddushin, and then he did the Kiddushin, he should be able to have be on Shabbos. He's not being Kohen of the Kinyan. It was already done with the Kiddushin before Shabbos. Even the Kinyan is soon. Thus is Unzer Arvit, to answer the kash of the Maseis Binyamin, of the Mishnah L'melech and the Maseis Binyamin. We can explain as follows. The Rambam, in the 10th parak of Yishus Halacha Aleph, writes that if somebody is Mekadesh B'Bia, he cannot have Bia with her again, B'Veis Aviha, until he brings her into Chuppah, into his own house. And the Magid Mishnah there writes that even though we have a Shaila in the Gemara, if Bia does the Nisuin, or if Bia does the Erusin, he's now allowed to have a second Bia with her, even if Bia does Nisuin. Why not? In her father's house. Why not? Why can't he have a second Bia in her father's house? Because she doesn't have Knisa L'chuppah of being with him, like the Rambam says, alone in his house. So even on the tzad, that Bia Nisuin Oseh, that's still not enough to allow for a Bia Shniyah, because you still have to have Knisa L'chuppah. And And his raya is from the fact that it doesn't say that a nafkamina, whether it be a erusin osa or nesuin osa, is if he's allowed to have beer with her a second time. The only nafkamina brought in the Gemara is li yorsha, li tameila, ulahafir nedarea, but not l'inyani mutter lavo aleha. So if he's mekadesh bibia, and you're right, there might be a tzad that this bia that he was mekadesh her with even does for him the nisuin. But he still can't have beer with her a second time until he's machnes her l'chuppah, until he brings her into his own rishus. Because you're right, bia might do the nisuin, but it's not a complete nisuin. The Gemara, if it were complete nisuin, then he can have beer with her a second time. But the Gemara holds, there's no nafkamina whether it's erusin osa or nisuin osa if he can have beer with her a second time in her father's house. He can't. So that's the Magid Mishnah. So we can't say that he means that she's mamish and nesua, she's in nesua gemura, and yet the rabbis were still machmir to aser her bebiya, because mehechateisi, since min hadin she's in nesua gemura, why shouldn't she be able to be with him again in her father's house? Therefore, we have to say that meikar hadin bia is not effective to make her in nesua gemura, and therefore she doesn't become mutter bebiya. Even though she's nesua li yarsha, li tamela, ula hafir nedarea. Mirhaben yes de naya hagdar. We have partially married. Are they married or not married? Partially. Ever heard of that? Partially married? Naya? So that's pshat in nesua nosa. That she's partially married. And therefore she's not mutter bibia. Even though she's married enough, li yarsha, li tamela, ula hafir nedarea. But she's not married enough to be matter her bebiya. So we need to understand what the gather here is. So in order to explain, it seems as follows. There are two inyanim in Chalos Kiddushin. And this is the Yesod for Nunzer Shia. One is kinyane hanesuin, liyarsha lahafir nedarea v'chayotze b'zeh, and number two is the ishus of nesuin, the kinyanim of nesuin, liyarsha litame lahafir nedarea, and the ishus of nesuin. Because there are two types of ishus. There's ishus of erusin, and there's ishus of nesuin. And then afkamina, and the din of ishus dinisuin, is that a nara hameorasa has a din of skila. If you have ishus de erisin, there's skila if she's unfaithful. If you have ishus dinisuin, there's chenek. That's Talo in Ishus Dinesuin. And the Iker of Ishus Dinesuin is that she's Miyuchedes Lo Labia. And the Magid Mishnah holds that Bia, Nesuin Osa, only makes it that you've concluded Kinyane Anesuin. The Bia is Kone Akinyan Gomor. but there's still no chalos ishus of nesua. The ishus of nesua doesn't apply yet. She hasn't had a knisa l'chuppah, and because of that, she's aser bebia. Because the heter bia is talui in the ishus de nesua. She has to be miuchedes l'bia. So nochamo, there are kinyane nesuin, and then there's ishus de nesuin. Bia makes kinyane nesuin. It concludes kinyane nesuin on the tzad that bia nesuin osa, but not ishus de nesuin. Ishus de nesuin is that she's miuchedes l'bia, and that hasn't happened until there's kinyasa l'chuppah. Look there in the Kesef Mishnah, who's Doche, the Rai of the Magid Mishnah, again, 10th Berak of Hilchos Yishus Halacha Aleph. He's Doche, the Rai of the Magid Mishnah, who wanted to say, it doesn't say Nafka Mina Laheter Bia. So it's Mashmah that even if Nesu'in Osa, she's still Aser Bibia. Dr. Kesef Mishnah, no, Kedzogun Farkert. That the reason they didn't say such an afkamina is because even if Eisen Osa, she's Mutter Bibia. And the explanation of the Kesef Mishnah would appear to be that we can say the opposite. That the whole Shail of the Gemara, if Bia makes Nisuin, or if Bia makes Eresin, is with respect to Kinyane Nisuin. Does Bia make a Kinyan Gamor? But Ishus de Nisuin is created by Bia, even according to the Man D'Omar, that Bia Erisin Osa. Since he had Bia with her L'Shem Kiddushin, now she's Miuchedes Lo L'Bia. And now she has a chalos ishus de nesua, and therefore he can have beer with her. The Keshe Mishnah is holding the opposite. According to the Magid Mishnah, the whole Shaila in the Gemara is about Kinyane Nisuin. Does Bia make Kinyane Nisuin or not? But Ishus de Nisuin, it certainly doesn't make. Kesef Mishnah holds the opposite. No. That the whole Shaila in the Gemara is about Kinyane Nisuin. Does it make a kinyan or not? But ishus, it definitely makes. Magid Mishnah says ishus, it definitely doesn't make. Kesef Mishnah says ishus, it definitely does make. Ishus din asu, and there is. Once they have bia l'shem kedushin, she's miyuchedes l'bia, and now she has chalos ishus din asu, and therefore can have bia with her nochamo. If we say like this, then we can be miyashiv the kasha the Rishonim. And that they say that if tchilas bias kona, it's mutter for a kohen gadol to be mekadesh bibia, ay b'shas nesu and she's a pu'ula. How can that be? That was our kasha. That was the Ritva's kasha, Ramban's kasha. Even if you say Tchilas Bias Kona, how do you say that it's mutter for a kohen gadol to be Mekadesh Bibia? B'shas Nesu and she'll be a Bula. But if you go with the Tzigang of the Kesef Mishnah, then we can say that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a Bula. is only if he wants to be poel ishus of nisuin. But if he wants to be kone kinyani nisuin, there's no isur at all. And if so, a kohen gadol can be makadesh bebia if tchilas bia is kone. Since lingin ishus din nisuin, the bia already did the nisuin. So the kicha of nisuin was done when she was a besula, because that original first bia made kedushin and nisuin, and she was a besula at that time. What about kinyanei nisuin? Kinyanei nisuin you can do when she's a bula. That's not a problem. That's hetta. That's mutter. That's why the Gemara is the correct then. When the Gemara says that, of course the Gemara is correct. But now we understand why the Gemara is correct. When it says that a kohen gadol can be kona besula bebi of tchilas be a kona. Later on, she's gonna when she's in a sua, she's not gonna be a besula anymore. And there's a sign in the Gemara that she has to be a besula and a suin. No, she's gonna be here a besula and a suin, because even if you say that erisin osa. But as far as kinyanei ishus goes, the bia also is good for nisuin. What isn't the bia good for? For kinyanei nisuin. But ishus to nisuin, it's good enough for it. It makes ishus to nisuin. And for that, she'll be a basula. She'll be a basula for ishus to nisuin. She'll be a basula for the kedushin. And shalom al Yisrael. And then afterwards, you're going to have to do nisuin for kinyanei nisuin. If you hold that bia erusin osa, just for the kinyanei nisuin, but that you can do when she's a bula in baze shumbaya. So that, sweetest friends, is the first part of our shir, and I'm hoping b'siyata d'shmaya b'li neder, if Hashem gives us the koach and the moach, we will be able to continue next time and learn more, and we still haven't answered the kasha of the Masas Binyamin. So hopefully we'll get to that. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.